it places you at the scene. So just call Nigel later and sort it out. Okay. Welcome to episode number 11 of the Marty and Michael podcast.
Fully actual.
And you can see we're wearing these shirts because... It's Marty and Michael and we're making memories. Subscribe to our fucking website, universityofmichael.com. It's how we get this shit funded. Okay, so just it supports us, and also it's so much free content. We showed some, well, not free content. There's so much unseen content.
$5 is pretty free.
$5 US, so like $7 Australian. We showed Matt some of the website videos, and I've never ever seen him. He had tears running down his face.
We did the torture video. We probably spoke about this last week.
It's not.
And we also did a game called Ass.
Yeah, we do very violent videos of the stuff we like to do and put it on the website because we can't put it on Facebook anymore. And yeah, it's a good time. It's a fucking good time. Every week we're putting a video out there, like a 10 to 15 minute video you can't see anywhere else. So,
and like Facebook's normally 3 minutes.
Plus,
that's five times.
Plus, you can watch, you can sign up for 14 days for free. So after 10 days, if you've watched everything and you don't like it, you can just sign out and you haven't lost $7.
Can they keep fucking doing that?
Hopefully. I hope that they can do that.
Oh my God, that sucks for us.
No, I hope that they can do that. Good. That's what I would do. Just continually do that. Everyone do that. That's smart.
Fuck, you don't found do a loophole. That. Damn it. No, it's $7 Australian and $5 US,
no,
which is a cup of coffee. Help us out because Facebook doesn't let us do what we want to do.
Anyway, week 15 of isolation. Everyone's becoming inbred now. I see posts on Facebook, families starting to become in relationships with other family members. There's
it's good actually. It's good what's happening.
There's mothers fucking sons, and it's complicated changing their relationship statuses. Inbred is rife because of isolation. So get out there and just what? Fuck a
mum, fuck a dad.
Fuck a sister, fuck an uncle, fuck an oar.
An oar. If you've got a boat. Rowboat. Yeah, it's crazy. And fucking, what's happening on this day so-and-so years ago?
Well, all right, so...
And Matt's- we're making memories.
Marty and Michael, we're here all day.
Oh, that's our jingle for the day.
Shit. All right, so as you know, the On This Day facts, not speculation, not opinion, not just... you know, a rumor, facts. These are facts that Matthew Brown from Wholesome
Gregory Brown
finds. He finds them and he's fine-tuned his research skills at Wholesome. That's what they hire him for, to research concrete. And my God, he's flying up the ranks because his research skills are so intricate. They're so intellectual and they're just so complicated. He arrived at, what was it, 4:30 a.m. this morning and started researching to find four facts that no one in the world knows.
Was that you in my room?
That was Matt. You thought it was me. I heard you screaming my name, but it was Matt. And Matt was in there researching, and this is what he found. On this day in 1981, Dr. Phil was seen pissing in a pram with his head cocked back, laughing hysterically. He fled the scene when the mother of the baby in the pram returned after ducking into a convenience store. So there you go. He hasn't been this fucking person to look up to. I'm sure he is now, but everyone makes mistakes in their earlier years. How old would he have been then, Matt?
30?
21.
He was 21 then. So there you go. When Dr. Phil was 21, he was pissing in prams.
And there was an actual baby in it.
Yep. Yep.
That's insane. What convenience store? 7-Eleven? They didn't have them back then. Minimart.
No, it was like a New York, Minimart. It was like privately owned.
Fuck.
There you go.
That's hot.
On this day, in 1996, a young Taylor Swift built a lair underground and would surface occasionally and snatch Asians. She feasted on their bodily fluids and used their dried out corpses as decorative pieces in the lair.
Oh man, she sounds a bit twisted.
Wow, yeah, that is like, I didn't realize that she had sort of like a race thing.
Yeah,
snatching Asians. I guess
and she did well. Like, I guess you can come back from anything. That shows
that's inspirational. If anything else, I didn't.
She was loaded before she became famous, though. So That's probably why she had a lair.
I watched her documentary and I didn't realize that she was like into building lairs and stuff. They left that out, but it's a fact. Matthew Brown, Wholesome.
Gregory.
Headquarters at Milton. On this day in 1942, Hitler's erection was so firm and engorged with blood that he often used it to bludgeon disobedient soldiers and then spray them with his sticky sack milk to humiliate them in front of soldiers' families.
Sick sticky sack milk. That's fucking great.
There you go. He's obviously the genocide is obviously. I feel like it's like a sexual thing. The genocide, because it clearly was getting him off in 1942.
Wow. Oh,
it's confronting, but I can see it. You know, there was a lot of bad shit that happened back then, and I can see him beating soldiers with his incredibly hard erection. On this day in 1985, Nicole Kidman swallowed her firstborn baby whole following a short battle with postnatal depression. She later admitted she was hoping the baby would grow up a bit inside her and reemerge as a more independent teenager or some shit. Fuck. Me, well, there you go.
Is that the one she had with Tom Cruise?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but...
She didn't have a kid with Tom Cruise, so that's probably it.
1985. She was quite young back then, I think. Like,
she like six or some shit? She's only like 15 years older than us.
Yeah. Well, there you go. She's a bit... That's a bit fucked, isn't it? And like to swallow a baby whole, like you'd have to... The logistics, you'd have to dislocate your jaw and sort of, you know... It's a lot of stress on the
throat. It's illegal, I swear.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's crazy that Matt found that out because I'm sure if she admitted that she would be thrown in jail.
How do you get this shit?
If you watch BMX Bandits, old Australian movie with Nicole Kidman, you'll find that all of it is referenced in there.
Wow. There you go. Matt Brown from Wholesome.
Gregory. Matt Gregory Brown.
All right. That brings us to our next segment, which Matt has renamed. Wow. A rare renaming of a segment, Matt. Wasn't expecting that. It's been renamed to...
Make a stand and push them down.
And it's a segment where we just answer questions that you guys have sent in via Instagram.
Oh, that was hot, dude. That was fucking hot. All right.
Is the first question.
Aaron Hargis Photo has sent us a gaping asshole.
So some dude wearing jeans with a rip in his jeans and he's stretching his cheeks apart as far, exposing an incredibly gaped asshole. And he's got his question underneath.
Podcast question. Would you rather a 3-minute conversation with your future self or past self? Future self. Then I'll know not what to do.
Yeah,
but... Past self, I'd be like...
No, but...
I'd want to... I don't know.
But also, you could imagine if having a conversation with 20-year-old Marty and Michael, we could be like, boys, start this now.
Yeah.
And then we'd be...
But to better our timeline, we'd want to, like, in our way, go to the future so we can help ourselves.
It feels like it would be... Yeah, I'm pretty happy that we didn't become super successful really early on because it fucks your skull, cunt. It fucking fucks shit up. It just... You get all fucked up. And everything just, it's not normal. You need to live a normal life first with a mature brain because if you don't, then everything's just twisted. And I see it all the time. All the boys that got famous super early. Look at fucking, what's that dude that Michael Jackson fucked? That kid?
Nathan Brown.
Macaulay Culkin.
Oh. Fame got to him and also a dick, but the dick wouldn't have got to him if he wasn't famous.
Yeah, true. Home alone. He wasn't ever really alone.
Although Matt did find out last week that he was the one who... assaulted Michael Jackson. Anyway.
Yeah, you never know. Hey, it could be both ways. Anyway, next question is...
Austin Rose 27.
Would you rather drink your enemy's pee while they look you in the eyes or eat a bowl of your own shit while all of the girls you've ever dated watch you?
I'd do the drinking the piss of my enemy.
Piss is nothing.
Because it's like... It's almost like... If you nail the look... You could like, it's almost like a...
You don't care.
Yeah, it's like an, I don't care. Nothing that you do is can affect me.
Yeah.
And me, I can even drink your piss and it's nothing to me. It's like a power move. Whereas if you're eating shit, you know, and there's just a group of chicks watching, it's sort of like, oh, something's happened.
Yeah, I agree.
He's had an accident and he's got some...
Oh, but like if it's every girl you ever dated, like, and I wouldn't want to eat shit. That's the thing. If it was piss in front of the girls I've ever dated, I'd probably take that over the enemy.
Yeah, it's
because that's why I've dated. Like they're gone. I dated them. Now it's done.
They're done.
Watch me drink my piss.
They're nothing now.
It was shit. Nah.
They're nothing.
Oh, this one's from Luke and stuff. And he said, do Matthew Gregory Brown's Concrete Brothers from work watch his podcast?
Matthew, do you want to take this one?
Some do.
Ooh.
Some of his wholesome employees watch them. And Matt's good about it. He doesn't force them to watch, even though he could. He could say, for work today.
Shit, yes!
For work today, watch and listen to this podcast. He could say that. And have them fired if they didn't do that. He could have pop quizzes on our podcast if he wanted to, and fire the least performing.
What do they
person.
Think of it?
But he won't do that.
Oh, will he? Ah, they think you're ridiculous. Really funny.
Ridiculous. Next question is from Richard_1_1. What's the brown ring around your arsehole from the poop called? Oh man, what is that called? Can we look that up?
From the poop what?
You know how there's like that? It looks like this.
Yeah, I think what it is like it's just stained skin.
Stained skin.
From just constant having, if you just had a bit of shit on your arm all the time, it would, after a while, it would just look stained. And it's also a different type of skin. It's like, you know, if you crease some arm skin together, it looks like it's a different color.
It's got to push and suck.
Yeah, it's not normal skin. It's more stretchy. It's tougher. It's stronger.
Well, think about it. Why are lips like that? Even though there's not a shit stain on them, maybe because there's no
lips
shit.
Are different colored. Mm. Fucking assholes. The entries to orifices into the body are always a different color. Look under the eyelids, red. See that?
Yeah.
See what I mean? So yeah, that's just a scientific point of view.
Yeah, we obviously know that very well. But yeah, what's the actual Google's fuckery of it, Matt? Gregory Brown?
Wholesome. All right, everyone who watches on YouTube will only be able to enjoy this. We're going to test our editor now, and we're going to pretend that something's chasing us. So there's just a green screen behind us, and we're going to pretend that something's chasing us.
I reckon we should pretend that there's something chasing us.
All right. Good idea. In 3, 2, 1.
No! Get away! Why is it?
Fire! Fire!
Why does it have tits?
Fire!
I can't.
Scene.
Oh, that took energy.
Scene. We'll see what happens next week.
Man, that reminded me of my childhood. Hard. Now,
Just with your anus, your brown skin. Anus ring. I can't find any name around it. Yeah, I'm sure there is something that it's called, but apparently it's quite normal, and most people usually freak out because they tend to have anal sex and then see that it's brown and think that the person doesn't wipe properly. But it's actually just a common thing that they're all brown.
Some people bleach their asshole.
Apparently in the porn industry, it's they do. Like sort of tricks to make it look more skin colored that way.
It is sick.
It looks better.
It is sick, but
yeah, I guess it's just nature, right?
That's just, you're gonna have to put up with it if you want to fuck a bum.
Come in a bum.
Mm.
All right. Next question's from Brendan Austin. Would you rather slam your fingers in a car door or put a toothpick under your toenail and kick a wall?
I'd slam my fingers in.
I have done it, and it's not that bad. They just bend with the door, and then you bring them out, and it's not—they're not broken.
No, I've had my fingers caught in a car door before, and it really hurts. But yeah, I would prefer that.
Imagine
over
a toothpick under.
Yeah.
You would. Oh, I guess it would help with ripping the toenail off. Next one, Stefan Elliott Shurik. Your name ran out. Why are you guys so stupid?
I'm not. Maybe like people who don't.
Get it?
Have like the baseline knowledge that we do, don't understand and are confused, and then therefore they're confused by the intelligent things that we say because
science.
No one's ever asked that before. I don't get that.
Yeah. Next question. That's rude.
Wow.
To Arthur Vnar, how would you guys describe each other?
In 5 words.
Oh, let's go 3 words. It's easier. 5 words is too many. You want me to go first or me?
No, you go first.
Frog Thomas Fun.
I would say Michael is a Festy sticky cream.
Festy sticky is the sickest.
Cream's not so bad.
All right, test.gage. What is your favorite thing about making videos and making stupid decisions?
Probably always the end result of posting a video and then seeing people say, "Oh yeah, that was pretty funny, I suppose." You sort of put a smile on my fucked up, depressed head.
It is nice, yeah, making people laugh.
So that's the best part. The process, we've gotten used to it, but it's not a life. It's not a life.
It's quite it's not all fucking
pancakes and orange juice.
Yeah. There's not breakfast.
There's a lot of darkness.
There's lunch and there's fucking afternoon tea and dinner. Those meals aren't that great.
It's not.
Even though you get orange juice and pancakes in the morning, the rest aren't that great.
Exactly.
But I must say, when you dodge death and do a stunt and you get away with it, fuck, it's better than any drug.
But when your friend puts your life in danger for no reason other than a small clip in a long video, it's hard to control a rage.
Yeah, it's definitely high risk, but hey, that's what we do.
Hey, everyone. Also, did you guys see the fly video? I'm so annoyed at how it turned out, the release of the flies. It was too early in the morning. All the flies were like, I couldn't fucking get them going. They're all like crawling over the rancid meat. There was like...
in my room.
Like most of the flies stayed in the fucking containers. And so when the few flies came out, it looked like fucking 20 flies. When really, it should have been like 600.
Yeah.
There were so many.
There were a lot of flies on the ground.
And they get way more active like during the day when the heat, when it's hotter. And so like, fuck, I should have just waited, but then he would have been out and about. But I should have just thrown them in the house and then closed the window or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, if I had a bender and passed out, if you had fed me like alcohol during the day,
or
I
could done
have
it on a weekend. Yeah. I was worried you were going to smell it because it was getting fucked, the smell. And that in the morning, there were birds circling everywhere. You can hear in the video. Like, I'm talking like 10 crows and all these little butcher birds because they're after the fucking meat. And it was so loud. Like,
yuck.
Yeah.
Poor neighbors.
I killed 3 of them.
Food. All right. This one's from Leftift. How long till Matthew Gregory Brown from Wholesome headquarters in Milton gets on the camera again?
Matt?
Come over here. Come over here.
Come on.
Come over here. Get on the lap.
Come and show everything. Come and show everything of you. Come and expose it.
Sit on my cock. Sit on my cock.
Matt Brown from Wholesome. All his employees will be watching.
I bought him this hat too, and I bought him like 8 other hats of the same, so he's got spares.
They'll all be shuddering, all his employees. Oh, look at that. Wholesome.
We had to buy Secret Santas at Christmas time, so I bought him 8 Venice Beach hats.
Venice Beach.
There he is. Have a kiss. Up. Have a kiss, boys.
I gotta go back.
That's Matthew. He's still alive. He's still kicking.
Don't forget to, if you listen, send him a picture of your dick.
Follow him on Instagram.
No.
Matt
Brown, and then 4 ones after that. All no full stops or anything. Matt Brown 1111. Send him a picture of your dick. Or any dead animals that you come across. Everything like that straight to his Instagram. Please.
Yeah, real sick shit. Like, try and traumatize him.
He got a few messages last week. Like, we asked you guys to do this. But really, let's inundate his Instagram with death and dick. Even if it's just screenshots of fucked up porn shit, I want him to throw up in his mouth.
Oh, dude, that gets me off. All right, this one's from, and you're going to like this question, yoga_Indra24, why Stephen Hawking with an S?
Because that's his fucking name. What a stupid question. That's his name.
Well, no, the way I see it is, okay, by the books, they call him Stephen Hawking. But if you think about it-
The books are wrong a bit. You know what I mean? If you think about it, sometimes the books are a bit wrong. So we've accounted for that.
Well, think about
1% of error.
You like my way of thinking is such a great man cannot be one. He's a plural. He is many. He's
many
everything.
Hawks. He's many hawks in one Stephen. So Hawkins.
Hawkins. Like,
Hawkins.
Think about it. And he's still here because he lives in everything. He is the computers.
He is Hawks.
He will never die. He's taking over AI. He is AI. He will live forever.
He is computer. He is Gigabyte. And Hawks. He circles the airs. He's Hawk.
Yeah.
Ins. Because there's many.
Yeah, it's a plural. A great man cannot be one. It has to be a plural. He is everything.
If you do acid or mushrooms or DMT, you'll see that it's Stephen Hawkins and not Hawken. That's a stupid name. Yeah. Books don't know shit. Books were written by people and people are dumb.
He is a computer. Therefore, a plural.
We are computers.
Because there's many computers.
We are also computers. We are digital images being projected by two very large computers. We're not even
people.
It's
a simulation, man. It's a simulation. We are people. Check out the simulation theory. Anyway, great question. Angus Lamb, do you have a disability?
All right, let's take a stab in the dark at what we would diagnose
maybe
with each other.
A bit of autism and Asperger's?
No,
maybe?
No, if I had to diagnose you, if I was a psychologist and someone said to me, well, what do you think are some of Michael's problems, mental problems? I'd say, look, there's definitely like some
MS.
No,
that's a physical problem.
Mental issues. Yeah. I would say that he's on the lower spectrum of autism. He's got like a slight learning disability. and
I was school captain in primary school.
And bipolar mania, you know, maybe 10% of that sprinkled on top. And he's
great.
This this face is sort of a representation of what his mental illness is. It's like manic. It's manic and
manic bipolar mixed with
unpredictable
slight autism mixed with.
It's just some of the connections don't match.
Yeah.
It should be symmetrical like this. He's like this.
They come from one side. Or it's just like, they should be like this. He's like this.
Non-existent.
Yeah, no, I reckon you're all there. You just sort of good at like acting like a psychopath. Because if you look back at school, by the teacher's standpoint, you're like the best fucking kid there is.
Yeah, a lot of
Mrs. Arbor loved us. She loved me too.
A lot of serial killers and shit did alright at school. Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, I have a disability. Marcus May. Question for Marty. What does Monique think of your obsession with cows?
Oh, look, it's a
personal issue. We spoke about this one before.
Well, yeah, it's tough. It puts a lot of strain on our relationship because, you know, no girl wants to be second best to a beautiful beast. But, like, at the end of the day, every single person out there has their flaws and their pros and their cons, you know? Every one of our friends has something that, you know, their Achilles heel, there's something that troubles them. It's just my thing. It's my weakness. You have to take it with the rest of me. You know, it's my one thing is, you know, every now and then I lose control and black out, rage fuck a cow. That's my one thing. You know, and other than that, I'm a perfect boyfriend. So, you know, it's, we work on it.
It's give and take.
Yeah. And like at the end of the day, the sort of the compromise is as long as I slaughter them after, she's okay with it.
Because then you won't be with them again. So
because she was worried initially that it was like, oh, I've got, you know, feelings for some of these animals. No, it's just an uncontrollable rage lust. I just want to dig my fucking thumbs and push their eyes into their fucking skull and hear them belt out one last moo as my ejaculate coats their colon.
Oh my God,
it's Marty and Michael and we're making memories.
Oh my God, that was one of the 100th best things you've ever said.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The All truth right. is funny.
Moly 4 Tigs _. How worried are you about the virus?
It comes in phases. like, depending on how I'm feeling physically, it comes in phases, but overall, not very worried. I'm pretty sure I've already had it, and but yeah, it's more annoying than anything else, because like, yeah, you don't want to fucking accidentally give it to your mum or someone. So it's like, yeah, and really, it's in where we are, it's not that bad. I get it, it's terrible in other places, but here it's really not that bad. So it'd be stupid for us to be sitting around worrying our fucking faces off when really it's basically completely under control here.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not worried about the virus. I'm just worried about what's going to come after the freedoms we may lose after the virus. So prepare for them, people.
We're going to be microchipped.
Tracked. All right, next one is Carson the Goat 11. Will you be willing to be bit by a baby gator for a video?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Well, I reckon I could easily do that. On the bum would be nothing.
It'd be cool to have like a gators that go up in size and then see where the limit is.
Oh.
Like a baby gator, it'd just
imagine
be like
a medium-sized one, because they did a death turns. That would fuck you up.
Yeah, but a little baby one, like it'd be like just lots of staples being and a bit of pressure.
Mm.
I don't think it'd be that bad.
Is that traumatizing the gator?
I was just going to say, that would have to be website content, because if we posted that to social media, every second person, it's animal cruelty.
Do we get any hate for the flies?
No.
Why the fuck? I guess it's a fly.
Yeah. Bees aren't much bigger, and we got fucking roasted.
They're the most important thing in the world, and we didn't really kill that many. Plus, we created more so they could buy more.
A video
beehives.
A long time ago. You guys wouldn't even know what we're talking about, but we did a bee video a long time ago where we were trying to support a local bee farm, and yeah, we got stung. Well, you got stung what, like 50 times or something?
Yeah, 100 maybe.
Okay, so 100 bees died, yeah, but we ended up making those bee farmers a lot of money to produce a lot more bees.
Because they could buy more bee farm
shit. Roasted, fucking roasted for it. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, we lost a few fans from Melbourne, I remember, if you're watching, which she probably still is.
Yeah, when you engage with the haters, it's just like, it's just, you can't, they're just so...
Makes me sick. It's like a kid on a playground that's
trying to sell OnlyFans.
All right.
You just don't want a bar of it.
All right, and that's question time, dude. Should we have a skull?
Yeah, go on.
We did say we'd get fucked as fuck as we could.
Fucking recording cunt. We finish all our angry dad piss.
And now we've got some new shit to promote. Making memories from Shami, our friend. Check it out.
We've got our own merch, but it's not very good, so
don't buy that.
Buy Shami's merch.
We're gonna redo it. Sorry, this shit's better.
But if you do want to support us, you can subscribe to our website. Okay, our merch. I wouldn't recommend buying it. Sorry for those of you who have bought merch that are listening. Look, it's okay. Like, you can wear it around, and we really appreciate it. But like, come on, like it's we need to step up our merch game, and we haven't promoted our merch.
There's so many jobs to do being us, like A-R-S-E, us.
Yeah, being us
is hard. What's the next segment?
The next segment has been renamed, and it's sort of a panicked mumbling from a mother who's being chased by someone.
Oh, yes.
Dressed in a hoodie. Matt tried to sort of really wanted me to deliver this segment name correctly. And we practiced, an hour and a half beforehand?
That's why you were here all day.
He had like tears in his eyes early on because I was like, whatever, dude, it's fine. He was upset because I wasn't taking it seriously enough. He really wanted me to deliver this correctly. So this segment name is a representation of a mother of three who's been chased out of her house by a hooded man, and she's obviously concerned that her children, something will happen to them.
Oh my God! Someone help me! I can't handle it! I can't handle it!
Bravo! Bravo! Dude, that was beautiful.
And of course, this segment is just where we open the our P.O. box gifts. So, you know, originally called the PO1 boxing. And look, we have someone has sent us in something in our PO box. So this segment isn't just us pretending that you guys have sent us something. So don't forget, if I was a business, like we get a few listeners on this now. If I was a business, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to send them something.
Give us a little note, we'll read it out and we'll have a fucking bit of fun with whatever you send.
Just for a plug. But, or you can just send us human shit.
Or drugs.
Which we have been sent before. Oh, there's three separate packages. By the way, I don't know if I should read his name out.
No, maybe he wants that. That's
Wayne. Wayne sent this. Wayne, legend.
Thank you.
Thank you, dude.
All right.
Marty and Michael, please open last and after you've finished filming the episode. I'm going to have to open it. That's too exciting.
That's so... We can't do that. That's.
Well, but we will open last.
Oh, wait. So that's last.
Yeah, so maybe we should...
That one's for you, one's for both, and this one's for me.
All right, so should we open the letter first? This is a very exciting...
Oh, my God.
Great packaging, Wayne. Great fucking packaging, Wayne.
It's Christmas. Oh, he's got great handwriting, too.
Yeah, very, very pretty. Dear Marty and Michael, I sincerely hope this package finds you well. Just in case you don't remember me, I'm the guy who sent you The Little People, Big Dreams, Stephen Hawking's book. I'm very glad you liked it. Wow.
I did read it.
This was an ad bonus watching that video for me as you released it on my birthday, practically.
Whoa, it was like perfect symmetry.
I thought I'd give you guys an update on me coming out of the closet to my father. Amazingly, he was okay with it. He even met my boyfriend of 2 years for the first time recently. Yes. Fuck yes.
That's so beautiful.
Since the last letter, I've watched almost all the fully actual videos and they are such a barrel of laughs. I see that you have recently developed a particular proclivity for the...
What's that word mean?
Like a particular liking for the pursuit of scientific and historical academia. As such, I believe these books will be of great interest and enjoyment for you. Open your individually named packages now. This is great.
Well, out of respect,
there's more. No, there's more. There's more. We need
to
just
make sure we leave this one for after.
Yeah, yeah.
We love this guy.
This is this guy.
Wow.
There's more to read. Well, let's just open these first. How exciting! It's like Christmas.
I know. Open.
Ah, there's so much anthrax. Toilet trivia on this day.
Holy shit. Oh, man.
Matt, you can write a book like this one day, dude.
Yeah, sure.
Wow, this is fucking awesome. Thank you, Wayne. Fucking great idea. How to. That's a how-to book. Absurd scientific advice for common what? For common real-world problems. There you go. So,
dude, you are helping us like we're helping you.
Dude, we can probably going to come up with a lot of video ideas from that.
Normally, with books, the words don't work. So, there's heaps of pictures in this one. So, I'm going to have a good time.
Thank you, Wayne. That's very very thoughtful of you. All right.
Let's finish
the rest of the letter. May these books prove useful and entertaining during these times of social distancing and self-quarantine. I will note at this point that I am safe and healthy. May I make a suggestion to a celebrity you should contact via social media? How about Jim Jefferies? I'm going to end this letter shortly, but just remember, guys, the haters are going to hate, but the best are always going to be... The best.
Dude, Wayne's the best.
Wait,
dude,
there's
ever.
More. Please extend my warmest regards to your partners, the crew, and also to Matt. Now that he has a speaking role in Fully Actual. Congratulations, Matt. Have a good one, guy. Be
Thanks,
safe,
Wayne.
Stay healthy, and smile always. Yours sincerely, Wayne. P.S. As you may have noticed, this is one more final package to be opened. I would politely request you do not film the opening nor tell the audience of its contents. It's nothing illegal. I'm just a modest person. I hope you like it. Fuck
yeah,
me,
dude.
Wayne.
I'll respect that. Thank you, Wayne.
Okay. So, Wayne, I know you asked us to open it after the podcast. We'll cut it out. So, we're going to cut it out. But we just want to say thank you,
dude,
for those gifts. Unbelievable. You're a fucking legend, dude. My God. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that.
It's amazing, dude. You know us so well. You did him well. You did me right. And then in between one was the perfect fucking thing. Oh, God, Wayne. I'm going to skull for you.
Very lovely, Wayne. You're a lovely young man. Our next segment has been renamed in a Russian-themed name. And this is a segment where we set up a stunt.
Oh,
it's stunt time for Michael. So for today's stunt...
No, oh, yeah, I guess I'll take it this week.
All right. Well, let's do paper, scissors, rock. I'm going to do rock, so maybe do scissors.
Okay.
Scissors, paper, rock. Yes!
Fuck. You're good at that, man.
I can't believe
you
I got that again.
You set the traps up. So how's it work?
So the stunt this week is I'm going to blindfold Michael, and I'm going to set up these four mouse traps on the table in front of us, and I'm going to sit a ping pong ball in and around these mouse traps, and his job is to pick out the ping pong ball amongst the mouse traps.
Okay.
All right. Oh. So if you're listening on Spotify,
good.
Don't worry.
It's
I will be. I'll be commentating this the whole way. But if you're watching on YouTube,
do you want me to help set him up?
Yeah, myself? Why not? Eh? Why not? Have we got a blindfold for this cunt? So I've blindfolded Michael. Now I'm going to rearrange the mouse traps and place the ping pong ball in and around them. And
I'm scared. It's scary when you don't know what's coming.
Okay, you've got 10 seconds to find it. And begin. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
ah!
5, ah! 4, three, 2, 1. Oh, there it is.
Oh. Bullshit, you had it.
Yeah, I had it in my hand the whole time.
I knew you'd do that.
That's stunt time with Marty and Michael. Marty and Michael, we're making memories.
Oh, yuck.
All right.
Pain in the finger.
Brings us to our final segment.
Oh, man.
The prank call.
So much worse if you don't know what's coming.
Also, the prank calls are going to be uploaded separately now to our YouTube channel. So you can just go and watch just the prank calls if you're here for that.
What, our actual YouTube channel?
Yeah, fully actual YouTube channel.
Oh, okay. The one they're watching it on.
Every now and then, if it's a really, really good prank call, fuck it. We may as well upload it to Marty and Michael. But the
YouTube- so it's like if you don't want to watch the whole vid...
Yeah,
and you've already seen it, obviously, and you just want to go through our prank calls.
So that's what we're going to start doing as of this week, I think, or next week. So this person is has lost their job because of coronavirus, and they're not sure if they're eligible for the government benefit. So I'm going to pretend to be from Centrelink and say that they are not eligible for the government for the
and I just got for the benefits. Away with a cheeky piss in the bottle.
Fucking God.
Shit!
Michael fell down. Michael fell down.
Shit, right. I fucked the green screen up.
All right, here we go. I'm calling Adrian and I'm Sam from Centrelink.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Adrian?
Yes, you are.
Hey, mate, I'm Sam. I'm from Centrelink, and we're just doing the rounds and just calling a few people who have applied for the government benefit. Have you got a second at all?
Yeah, sure.
Great. So, well, we're just calling to give you a bit of an update, and it looks like that because you were working in the gaming industry, that you're not actually eligible for any benefits. And only a rule that's been passed very recently, and you're part of a very unfortunate few. You actually have to pay for your application submission. So it's a cost of $300 of just some admin fees that Centrelink has to sort of, you know, process your application, all that sort of stuff. So unfortunately, you're not eligible due to the industry you're working in, and you will receiving a $300 a bill for that, which I know is probably not something that you wanted to hear.
Okay.
So, we'll be sending that through soon, and you'll sort of have 5 business days to pay that, and then that sort of jumps up to it doubles and a half, so it'll be up to $750 there if you don't pay that within 5 business days.
So I'm sorry, just to clarify with you, so I have to pay a $300, but that does that, sorry, what does that, what am I paying $300 for, if you understand what I'm sort of getting at?
Yeah, yeah, sure. So that just covers the admin fees, the processing fees. So when everyone submits an application, they, you know, someone on our end has to go through and do cross the I's and dot the T's, if you will.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, so it's just...
And that's... I'm just... I'm just trying to wrap my head around what you're telling me right now is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
So I have to pay a $300 admin fee.
Yep.
But at... So does that mean I still get the benefit that I've applied for, or I'm not getting that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, because of the industry that you're in, and you were working in a gaming room, is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so because it's gambling, anyone in the gaming industry is not eligible for any sort of benefits at all. And it's sort of, to be honest, it's a bit frowned upon. The gaming industry is, it's quite difficult to receive any benefits at all, just because the gaming community sort of like ruins lives. So
that's debatable, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's sort of I know it would be hard to hear right now, but yeah, it's I've just been calling people all day and just letting them know, like, yeah, you're not.
Well, I debate the gaming ruins lives, but yeah, anyway, I don't want to.
Well,
you know,
people do get addicted to gambling and so on.
Yeah, people get addicted to alcohol, mate. Like, it,
yeah.
Like, anyway, I don't want to. Yeah, sorry, I'm just sorry. Hang on, you're telling me that I have to pay a $300 admin fee and I'm not eligible for a benefit. Is that what you're telling me? So I'm paying $300 to not receive a benefit. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, the $300 is for the application submission that you sent through. And, unfortunately, your application was denied. So, yeah, you won't be receiving any benefits whatsoever.
So I've applied for a benefit that I'm not eligible to receive, and I have to pay a $300 fee to apply for it.
And pay within 5 business days, otherwise...
And pay within 5 business... So I have to pay $300 within 5 business days to receive no benefit at all,
well,
is what you're telling me.
Yeah, well, it's not to receive no benefit, but it's separate to the benefit itself. So you're having to pay $300 because of the application that you submitted. And it says that on the very fine print at the bottom of the website on MyGov there, it says actually there you are susceptible to admin fees.
And you're adding to the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, the processing fees. So if you were eligible, it would be okay. But, you know, like I said, the gaming industry, it's a bit of a gray area, and it's a bit of a dark area.
I understand you're doing your job. I'm not arguing with. I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to?
To Sam.
Sam. And who are you calling from? Like, who am I actually talking to right now? I'm very sorry. I'm trying to wrap my head around what's going on right now.
Totally.
And you're from where?
Totally understand. I'm calling on behalf of Centrelink. So I work at one of the.
So
Centrelink.
You're from Centrelink.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And so you're saying my application has been denied,
yeah,
and I have to pay a $300 admin fee within 5 days of receiving the bill.
That is correct. And you should receive the bill shortly after our conversation is terminated.
And how will I be receiving that bill?
Just via email.
By mail or?
No, that'll be via email. So, yeah.
Email?
Yes, correct.
And that's purely because I'm working in a gaming industry.
Well, your application was denied because of your job. It makes sense because you're sort of contributing to more financial loss for a lot of people. So, the government sort of comes down hard on anyone who works in the gaming industry exclusively. So, yeah, the application was denied because of that. And then also just the processing fee of your application took a little while. So, that's where the $300 admin fee comes in.
Okay, I'm very confused. Okay.
Yeah, I know it's not a phone call. It's not an easy phone call for either of us. But at the end of the day, you're working in an industry that is quite poisonous and takes money from innocent people. So, we
are you kidding me? you're actually saying this to me right now?
Well, it's
are you serious?
It's sort of what we've been instructed to say. Look, I've had this.
I work in a poisonous industry that's taking money from innocent people.
Okay, well, that's more of a personal opinion, and I've got friends who are addicted to.
You've said that. That's literally what you just told me.
Look, I've got friends and family who have gambling problems. Okay,
I'm personally responsible for that, am I?
Well, look, yes. you work in an industry that does this sort of thing to people. You know what I mean? So it's yeah. I'm sorry, you are responsible.
It's hearsay.
I'm responsible for that.
No, everyone who contributes to the industry is contributing to the problem, as far as I'm concerned.
Wow, this is a pretty unprofessional phone call I'm having right now. With all due respect, Sam, I'm going to hang up now.
Wait, before you leave, there's one last thing I need to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a prank call.
Okay.
Your friend set
you up. Your friend has set you up. You're actually on the Marty and Michael podcast. And you have not, your application has not been denied, and I am definitely not from fucking Centrelink.
We love you, dude. We're
so sorry.
Who was the friend that set it up?
Yeah, let's see who set you up. Gemma said that basically gave us this information, and she said that you would be a good sport about it. So fuck Gemma, dude.
You're all good, dude. Okay. Sorry to fuck. Like, it's all
no,
good.
No. It's you're all right.
We were just being silly billies, Gemma.
I understand what's going on here. She's okay.
Sorry, dude.
Oh, dude, sorry to stress you out. We're just trying.
You haven't stressed me out. I was just about a lot of very angry phone calls.
Yeah. I heard you typing. You were typing away at the conversation. I was recording stuff, mate.
Yeah.
Like, dude, props to you, because it was fucking utter bullshit.
This is like unprofessional Centrelink. It's okay. I'm calming down now. It's okay.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm certain you'll receive. And, mate, good on you for fucking...
We're just trying to stir you up, but you didn't fucking bite at all.
Oh, you did good. You handled that well. You handled that...
I was trying to be so nice.
Dude, you were. Yeah. You were so nice. You weren't aggressive whatsoever.
I don't really know who I'm talking to. I won't go off the deep end here.
Dude, you were so chill. Like, I would have started swearing and abusing him. Sam could get fucked.
I hated myself.
Yeah. Like, I felt a bit guilty because you were so kind.
The thing that really surprised me is when before you hang up, and I actually waited. Why didn't I just hang up on you? This is what I didn't get.
Oh, that would have been the worst, because then I would have felt so bad.
Right. Yeah, that's what we had to tell you, dude. Yeah, you were so good, dude. You were so good. You were so chill about it, really. I would have gone off.
It sounds like you're going to get your benefit, and we hope that everything's...
And I love a slap in the pokey, so...
And we fucking love gambling, so fuck anyone who's against it.
I don't know. It was just very confusing. I didn't know what was going on.
Marty just wings it. So, like,
I'm getting abused by a Centrelink dude for doing the job.
What's
going on? Oh,
dude.
I hate it so much.
I hate it too, dude. But thank you for putting up with that.
Is your name actually Sam?
It's Marty and Michael. It's the Marty and Michael fully actual podcast.
Well, nice to meet you. Yeah.
You too, mate. You fucking hang in there, and you bloody... We hope you stay healthy and safe throughout this terrible
period.
Yeah,
you too.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Lovely to meet you. Good luck with everything.
Hey, no, thank you. Good luck to you guys. Stay safe.
No worries. Awesome. No thanks, worries, mate. Bro. See you later.
All right, have a good one.
Bye. Alright, so that is the end of episode number 11. Next week we'll be smoking shards of meth. So stay tuned for that. And don't forget that
we are the best.
We're 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 the best. We're the best.
We're the best.